hour of Wildian's House with Gabe Neitzel and as our cousin sub of the day, cousin subs, we believe in better, starts now. And it starts by continuing with your calls. Are you terrified like Gabe of what comes next for the Packers? The Aaron Rodgers trade to the Jets has not been consummated. If you were hoping to tune in today and hear that they had gotten a first-round pick for him, which, again, if that happens, I'm going to be very surprised based on some of the conversations I've had and others have had. That's going to surprise me. It has not happened yet.
Okay, before we get back to the callers, since you brought it up, I'm going to ask you this. If they don't get that first-round pick, are they going to go, let's screw it, let's just take next year's second, and that way we can spread this cap hit over 2 years and wait until after June 1st? Because I feel like the draft, the famous Andrew Brandt saying, deadline spur action, and we tried to figure this out on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning of when this actual deadline is, because like the draft kind of feels like a deadline, but at the same time, if the Packers don't get what they want, they can just go, we'll trade them after June 1st. We don't really care. That way we can spread, you know, like there's a decent enough plan B of being able to spread the $40 million that you owe over two seasons. Like that seems enticing. Just trying to figure out what the actual hard deadline for this thing is, to me, is almost impossible. It's also, it's like trying to figure out who actually has leverage, because everyone thinks they have leverage in the situation.
Yeah, there has been a debate about that. I've read various people who all think that the Packers have all the leverage. I am of the belief that the Jets have more leverage. The one absolutely, positively number one deadline that exists is that the Green Bay Packers do not, cannot, will not have Aaron Rodgers on their roster for week one of the regular season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they cannot afford to pay the option bonus and then try to cut or trade him at a $75 million 2023 cap hit and, oh, by the way, another $24 million cap hit for 2024. $99 million of a cap hit.
It's a lot of money.
It is. I don't understand.
In any economy.
The contract doesn't make... That's another story. We need to get to calls. But this... So that's the deadline of all deadlines.
Okay.
Okay? Now, and this is what I think everyone is overlooking from the perspective of saying, oh, the Packers have all the leverage. Because if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I want to force my way to New York at this point, I'm showing up for the offseason program.
Yep.
I'm showing up for training camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, my thumb hurts, my shoulder's sore, whatever, so I'm going to limit my reps. But I'm going to be there, and I'm going to create a complete quagmire for you, just like Brett Favre did to me 15 years ago. That's what I'm doing if I'm Aaron Rodgers.
But if Aaron is truthful in the way he spoke about Green Bay, kind of the first 20 minutes of Pat McAfee last week, about his love for, you know, some of the more assistants in the organization, you know, some of the behind the scenes people in the organization, his love for the town, his love for the fans of Green Bay. If he's truthful about that, does he show up to training camp? Does he show up to those off-season workouts? Because if you love the Packers fans as much as you say, do you really want to put them through that?
Well, no, but then you're counting on the Packers to do, in your words, what's right, right? That was what he said. That was the phrase he used. And in his case, that's his only way to get the hell out of there. And I don't think coming to camp is meant to slap in the face to fans or to Nate Weir or Flea or Red in the equipment room, right? You can still love all, and frankly, you can go hang out with all of them. Right? Because the last thing the Packers want you to do is like break your thumb again on a helmet during an 11-on-11 period running the scout team because they don't want you to be the starter. And oh, by the way, are the Packers really, are they really dug into the point where they're willing to have a $60 million backup? And I know I've had Homer say this. I've had a couple of State Journal colleagues say, well, they just take him back and make him the starter. No. That is toothpaste that can't go back in the tube.
No.
And oh, by the way, now you have an issue with Jordan Love. Who is going to say, screw you guys, now trade me then if you're going to give him his job back?
Especially if you do it this way of having Mark Murphy publicly state you don't want him around, and then he comes back and goes, oh, actually, yeah, we'll take you back. Would you want to be around in an organization like that that just keeps flip-flopping?
Is there a scenario where Aaron Rodgers can come back and be the starting quarterback? Yeah, you know, if things don't work out the way we want them to. Would you be open to trading Aaron Rodgers? Oh, yeah!
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah.
I love he thought for a second, like, oh, yeah, no, that's the question you're asking. Yes, yeah, well, without a doubt, yes. Can't trade him fast enough.
844-770-3776. So I believe that both teams have some leverage, but ultimately the Packers, this idea that they're willing to live through the you-know-what storm of having him report after you did it in 15 years ago and you saw what it did. I mean, the idea that you could get to the point of history repeating after you know what it was like then,
yep.
Even if you feel like more people dislike the quarterback this time around than they did that time around, again, ask Mark Tauscher, I mean, not now because he's gone, but ask him what it was like to try and practice under those circumstances. Ask him what a complete cluster you-know-what that was. And then tell me that you've got all the leverage, you can just wait as long as you want. That's just not true. 844-770-3776. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Dale in Beloit. Dale, good morning. Thanks for holding on, buddy. What do you got?
Good morning. Thank you. Yes. I'll be celebrating. I understand completely that Rodgers is a technician and probably the best technician quarterback ever. But I believe he also worked this contract exactly the way he wanted to hamstring us and keep us from being able to make maneuvers. And I believe last year in the fifth game with the broken thumb, he should have said, yeah, I need to rest my hand, but instead he said, no, I'm good. Medical staff didn't call him on it. LaFleur didn't call him on it, and Gutekunst didn't call him on it. So he played those weeks there where he should have been sitting, and we could have seen how good Jordan Love really truly is.
And let me ask you this, Dale. What happens if Jordan Love plays those games and he stinks?
At least we knew where we would stand.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Thanks for the call. Now, Gabe, I have made the same argument that Dale has, and I also have said, look, no one in that building, and this is part of the problem and the dysfunction of that building, there were no checks and balances with the quarterback anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he went from wanting more say to, you know, having a head coach who, you know, kind of let him do whatever he wanted, a GM who hated his guts, or maybe that's strong, strongly disliked him.
Sure.
But had no choice because his chosen replacement wasn't good enough yet, and Rodgers was great. You got a team president that you never know what he's going to say when the microphone's in front of him.
Oh, he's going to panic and say something fun, though. He's going to panic and say something fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's mean-spirited for me, even though, you know, we're not on the best of terms. My bottom line is that you've created this environment. Rodgers is part of the problem. There's no doubt about it. The contract's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. The way he behaves is part of the problem. I get all that. But I would have liked to have seen them shut him down like the Cowboys did with Dak Prescott and say, look, this is what we're going to do. It's the best thing for you. Let's just let this thing heal up. 3 weeks. We put you on IR, you miss three games. And if in those 3 weeks it heals that much, then you're good to go again. Now, obviously, you didn't know you were going to lose five in a row, including the game in which you suffered the injury.
Mm-hmm.
But hindsight being 20/20, I would have liked to have seen it. And look, if Aaron Rodgers was insecure about Jordan Love coming in and playing well, and maybe that motivated him to play through the injury, or he just, hey, I played with Brett Favre, I've got to tough my way through it the way he would have, I get it. But I would have liked to have seen that alternative reality too. Whether he plays great, whether Jordan Love plays great or he's terrible. I would like to have seen that because I think we would have a different view now, whether it's, okay, look what he did in those three games. We won only one of them, but he played really well. But this idea that people have enough evidence based on 10 snaps against Philly, that part I struggle with.
That's not the 2.5 quarters that Aaron Rodgers got to play against the Cowboys in 2007, where those were meaningful snaps. They were trying to come back in the game. The Cowboys were playing legit defense. Like, anybody can look good. If you make it to the NFL level, I bet you can find 10 consecutive snaps where just about every quarterback has looked pretty good, right? Like, I guarantee you could find Zach Wilson 10 consecutive snaps where he looks good. for the New York Jets. Bet you can find it. Yep. And that's part of the part that's terrifying here, because the last time he played meaningful snaps, Jason, he was an utter disappointment against Detroit in the regular season finale. It's not like he didn't know he was going in the second half in the regular season finale in 2022.
Right.
He knew. He knew he was doing that. That was the Packers' plan all along. And he just looked ill-prepared. He didn't look great. And that's the last time I saw him against a defense that was trying hard in an NFL regular season game.
And I will allow that he surely has gotten better than he was in that sure. Chiefs game. Right? He really was not very good against the Chiefs. And he even admits that he wasn't very good against the Chiefs when Rodgers was out with COVID.
And look, it comes down to this. Again, it all comes down to Jordan Love. If he ends up being great, then this whole thing goes quicker. The worst thing I think Jordan Love can be is mediocre. If he's just fine and the Packers are kind of stuck with him, my guess is they give him the fifth-year option this year.
No doubt.
Because you have to. Yep. You have to. But if he's kind of mediocre those 2 years and then you have to give him a big contract, like, look at what the Giants went through and are going through with Daniel Jones. Do you want to give him a bunch of money? Do you want to be the Vikings? And, well, Kirk Cousins is kind of the best we can do, so I guess we got to give him a bunch of money. That's not a place I want to be either.
Right. And that's exactly what the Giants are, by the way. Like, Daniel Jones has had some good moments. And this is the whole point of young quarterbacks that you invest a first-round pick in. They get all kinds of opportunities. And then you're married to them. And then 2 years down the road, you're like, God, why did we do that?
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, he won a playoff game. He had some great moments. We'll see what happens in New York. We'll see what happens in Green Bay.
$45
million? Yeah.
Woof.
Right? 844-770-3776. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Want to remind you that the Brewers are returning to AmFam Field, and Brewers checking has always been at Associated Bank. You get a one-of-a-kind Brewers debit MasterCard, you get 10% off at the Brewers team store, and you get VIP treatment with express check-in through the Associated Bank gate at AmFam Field. Plus, if you want to try out their all-inclusive game day experience with your crew, check out the Associated Bank Power Alley group space, which features a full buffet, a private bar, and the Power Alley overlooks left center field. So who knows? The next Brewers home run could be headed right your way. Learn more at associatedbank.com/Brewers. More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. Guys, did you know that the stored belly fat reduces your free testosterone? The more the belly grows, the harder it is to drop, mostly because of the decrease in free T. It's a vicious cycle that men are losing, and unfortunately, everyone can see it. Mentality breaks that cycle with semaglutide, an industry-changing weight loss medication that can help you lose up to 15% of your body weight while preserving your testosterone. Join our over 20,000 clients to look and feel the way you deserve. In Milwaukee, go to lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Make your statement with Fast Signs of Glendale. You have an idea, and Fast Signs of Glendale can make it happen. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee works with Fast Signs of Glendale on their vehicle lettering, studio and event signage, and much more. Your company should consider Fast Signs of Glendale with your next custom sign project. Big or small, they can do them all. See their work at fastsigns.com. That's fastsigns.com. Fast Signs of Glendale, proud marketing partner of 94.5 ESPN.
A wide array of opportunities abound at Waste Management.
Waste Management is always hiring, and let me share with you why. When Jerome goes from customer service to technical service, that position comes open. Jerome didn't leave the company. He just moved up. So now that gives somebody else an opportunity to come in the door. Most of the individuals that I worked with in customer service 18 years ago is still here, but they're in a variety of other roles.
Join the Waste Management family. Just search online, Waste Management Careers.
Life is supposed to be fun. With Best Burger Awards in the trophy case, peanuts raining from the ceiling, and boozy custard shakes, AJ Bombers is just plain fun. Located on Water Street in downtown Milwaukee, AJ Bombers is the perfect place for pregame grub. Prefer to watch the game from a bar stool? Enjoy great views from multiple flat-screen TVs while you cheer on Milwaukee's home teams with a smash-style burger and fried cheese curds. Visit AJ Bombers on Water Street or check out AJBombers.com.
The Harley-Davidson Museum, celebrating 15 years, is one of Milwaukee's top tourist destinations. Come see the HD Museum's first-ever bilingual exhibit, My Poppy, and sit on the newest HD models in the Enhanced Experience Gallery. Take home a piece of their unrivaled memorabilia collection from all-new premium retail experiences. Grab a bite to eat at Motor Bar and Restaurant and enjoy monthly specials or familiar favorites like Fish Fry Fridays. Plan your next epic adventure today. A full calendar of events and ticket information is available at HDMuseum.com.
At least twice as big
as the one you gave her when you got engaged.
That's the definition of a big anniversary diamond.
Kessler's has lots of ways
for you to go twice as big.
We have twice as big diamonds from diamond mines.
These diamonds come from the fiery heart of Mother Earth.
And the ones that exist in the world today are all there will ever be.
Kessler's also has twice as big created diamonds.
These diamonds come from the fiery heart
of a ball of lightning, a miniature star, inside a plasma chamber.
It's a wonder to behold.
Kessler's also has twice as big flickering firelight diamonds.
These natural diamonds flicker with all the warm colors of firelight
instead of the cold colors of ice.
Flickering firelight diamonds are another wonder to behold.
And all of these twice as big diamonds are for her
the best wonder to behold of all.
Welcome to Kessler's.
To find the Kessler's nearest you, go to kesslersdiamonds.com.
Drew and Jonathan Scott here to tell you that American Family Insurance wants to protect your dreams. So whether you're at home singing in the shower,
every note,
or prefer singing your heart out in the car like Drew,
cruising,
you can save up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto insurance with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Stop distracting me by having good conversation. I want to get to these calls.
Okay, I apologize.
So you and I mean...
I'll turn off my microphone.
We've always worked well together, and I'm excited to have you, but I didn't realize that we would move the needle this much with calls. So I want to get to them because we appreciate people being loyal to the show and calling in. So, 844-770-3776. I'm warning against the celebratory giddiness of getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. Gabe is also warning against it by admitting that he's terrified of what's coming next. Where are you at as a Packers fan? 844-770-3776. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's go to Jerry in Milwaukee. Jerry, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great listening to you guys. I love your show. Long-time listener. Lifetime habitual. I just got a few comments to make.
Sure.
I'm just going to use the word relieved. I'm just relieved this is happening because I don't know if I want to go through another season like last, which may happen. It may not. But he didn't look that good in that last game in that cold weather, much like Favre didn't in his last game. And I'm seeing that we're on the denouement of his career in Green Bay anyway. And I'm not a Rodgers hater and by any means. In fact, if he does well with the Jets, I'm going to enjoy watching it, to tell you the truth. The only way we could not like it is if we met up with him in the Super Bowl, and that's not going to happen next year, so I'm not worried about it at all. I've got no grudge against him.
Were you able to enjoy Brett when he played for the Jets? Obviously not with the Vikings. That's a different thing.
That was a tough one for me because it was still personal with me.
Okay.
It's not as personal this time. But you know what? Talking about that, it was fun watching Brett develop. It was fun watching Rodgers develop. I'm looking forward to watching Jordan Love develop. That, you know, they talk about that all the time. It's the word I want to use. It's just well, development of it.
Yeah, and look, everyone loves potential, right? And thanks for the call, Jerry. We appreciate it. So that is, it's fascinating. Everyone loves potential until someone doesn't realize their potential. Then potential isn't any fun at all. Like, again, ask Bears fans who were hopeful about Mitchell Trubisky when he was drafted second or overall, or ask Jets fans when Zach Wilson and, you know, all the jokes that were going on about him and his mom's friend and all these other things that were all fun and games. But then when they're not very good, that ain't fun anymore. And, again, I don't know how good Jordan Love's going to be. There was a time where I thought he had no chance in God's green earth of being a good quarterback. I didn't think it. I watched him practice in 2020 when COVID and everything else were against him. Worst year to be a rookie ever, especially a quarterback. Never even got to wear his number 10 jersey on game day. He was the inactive third quarterback all season long. 2021, slightly better in camp, but not gangbusters by any means. Kind of looked like, frankly, I thought he would look in 2020 if 2020 had been normal. So his development had been stunted by a year, in my opinion. Now, other guys that were in his class and dealt with the same COVID season but were in different positions obviously took off, right? I mean,
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is in that draft class. Tua's in that draft class. Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick in that draft class, and Justin Herbert is in that draft class. Those guys all are doing varying degrees of well. Obviously, Tua with the concussions is an issue. But, again, Jordan not taking the same path. But, yeah, it's exciting to watch a young quarterback grow into being really good.
You know,
unless he doesn't
fun?
Become good.
Well, you know what's not fun? Yeah, that part. In my nightmares, Jason, I picture us in 10 years here at ESPN Wisconsin having draft parties the way our friends and teammates at ESPN Cleveland did, and then they celebrate and go crazy when Johnny Manziel is drafted, or when, you know, they go crazy when Baker Mayfield is drafted because they think that's going to be the savior of their franchise, and then it's not. Like, I'm just terrified of being the butt of the jokes of all the league. Like, there has to be some sort of, like, okay, you guys, you know, there's got to be a football god out there going, all right, well, you guys had great quarterback play for 30 years. Here's some bad quarterback play for a decade. Like, that feels right. Like it has to be coming around at some point. As much as I don't want it to, and as much as I don't want it, but that's the problem. I just don't know what Jordan Love is. And yes, if he continues to grow and develop and becomes a good quarterback, that will be fun. But if his growth just becomes stagnant and he's kind of the guy that, you know, who's meh, that's not fun. That's not going to be fun for Packers fans. So that's, again, the unknown is always going to be scary to me, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the unknown. I don't know what the Packers defense is going to be. I don't know what the Packers offense is going to be. I have no one in this organization right now that I can point to and go, yep, I know he's going to be the guy that makes things fun on Sunday.
Yeah. And to your point earlier, we don't know how good of a GM Goody is. We don't know how good of a coach Matt LaFleur is. And we don't know how good of a quarterback Jordan Love is. And those are three. And look, there are plenty of people that are stands for Goody. Tausch had been one of them. I think his position has shifted somewhat. And there is a very, very, very uneven draft record that he has. He's picked some good players.
Picked a lot of not so good ones. We can just skip the third round, right? Like, I mean, ignore the third round.
Yeah, and Darnell Savage with a first-round pick.
Yep.
We'll see what the two Georgia defenders turn out to be.
Well, I like the potential of last year's draft class. Love the potential of last year's draft class. Going forward, I think they've got an opportunity to be good. But when you take it just in, I hate being this guy, but look past the touchdowns, because touchdowns can be inconsistent in
no
the
doubt.
NFL. When you look at the pure production of catches, yards, Christian Watson's rookie year, very similar to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Very similar. But again, the touchdowns give you hope, and you see that explosiveness. It just looks different. But MVS didn't really progress after that first year. Just kind of was that guy. Still is just that guy. And that guy can still have a very productive career in the NFL, but that guy's not a number one. It takes time for these things to develop. It's a little scary position to be in for me as a Packers fan.
And by the way, if you look at some of the other rookie receivers from last year, and then you look at Christian Watson, Christian Watson has a lot more to show me before I'm putting him in the Chris Olaves and the Garrett Wilson classes. That doesn't mean he can't get there. But four games skewed people's opinions of him in a very big way. And after those four games, when everyone knew about him, his productivity was not very significant.
He has a lot of growth to do, but I think the Packers should have known that. When you draft somebody out of North Dakota State, it's not like you're drafting somebody out of the SEC. He can use that speed to run past guys at that lower level of college football. He can still use that speed to run past a lot of guys in the NFL, but you just have to then refine all the other skills to make sure you're an elite number one type receiver.
Let's get to another call. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Great. Just got back from Savannah, Georgia with the kids from spring break, which I did not know was the second largest St. Patrick's Day celebration. So it's not really a kid's place if you want to go there during spring break, just so you know.
That's a good tip. I'll put that on my list. Also, never would have thought Savannah, Georgia was the go-to for a St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Right?
Yep, we didn't either, but it's like Austin, you know, it's like, you know, it's lots of bars, lots of...
Nice.
There's people out there, so. Anyway, so kids are off the day after spring break. Anyway, so there's still, I think it was Jerry who just said, the relief is actually the word I felt.
Yeah.
And it's because of, I find myself lately rooting for the people rather than the teams. I actually find myself rooting for Mike and the Cowboys and Case Keenum when he was a Viking. So it's just like, it's not as much for me as the player, the team. Like back in the day when I became a fan, I was rooting for the team, but I didn't know who the players were. Now we know who more about them. It's not the same. It's a relief. I don't have to hear, you know, what's he going to say in Pat McAfee and such. And now to me, it's not terrifying. It's exciting. What is going to happen? What are they going to do? I have no idea. That is exciting.
So let me ask you this, Mike, because you hit on something, and I was reading Peter King this morning, Football Morning in America. And Randy Mueller, who was a GM for the Saints and for the Dolphins, this was the quote that he gave. And I want to ask you if this applies to you as well because of what you just said about McAfee. Quote, I think it's all the other three-ring circus that comes with Rodgers. Nobody wants to put their organization on blast every Tuesday for a podcast. And that's really what the Packers have been. Now, as someone who did a Tuesday program with the quarterback himself and knew that there were PR folks in the building who were worried about some things he might say, that is as minor league in comparison to the things that have been discussed on McAfee. Like, that is single A ball. And McAfee is the World Series of topics that are touching nerves and making people uncomfortable in the building. How much of that influences your feeling of relief and the idea of cheering for people, as you put it?
Yeah, it plays a lot because, like, I found myself not wanting to wear Packers shirts when I was going out. It was before it was instant pride. But now I go out and I'm afraid I may get someone like blah blah, you know, or people maybe liking Packers for Rodgers for what he said, and it's like a controversy. It feels like I'm wearing a Packers shirt of controversy, whereas before there was none of that.
Yeah.
So because the things he said, what crazy things he said, and it's just not as fun.
I thanks for the call, Mike. I have not thought about it in these terms because while people know that I cover the Packers, and if I do something and other parents or whatever want to talk about Rodgers, like at Sydney's bowling party over the weekend, fine. But I'm not wearing Packers gear, and I certainly don't have to worry about, oh boy, do they think that I'm pro-Rodgers, anti-Rodgers by wearing... I don't think in those terms, Gabe. Maybe you have to have on occasion based on all the other crazy stuff that has gone around with this story.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first thing that people still want to talk about. He still moves the needle as much as everybody wants to say, hey, move on. Why does everybody want to talk about him? Well, Look at the numbers that Pat McAfee pulled. Like, he set podcast records. Like, a company, and apparently something might be going on with FanDuel, but there's a company out there that wants and does give millions upon millions of dollars to that crew for their show.
Mm-hmm.
And they set the record for how many people viewed that show because of what happened on that program, as he likes to say, program, last Wednesday, whatever day that was. Like, no, people still care about this, and yeah, a lot of times when I'm just out hanging out, people want to talk to me about it. Yeah, see, I am still very much pro Rodgers in a sense of I loved watching him play for 15 years. I don't subscribe to all the crazy things he says, and it's disappointing when he goes after people like Diana Rossini, especially when he decided he wanted to split the hair between, and by the way, I don't care that he wasn't vaccinated, it's that he wanted to split the hair between immunized and vaccinated, and now he just wants to go out there and say, oh, well, she was reporting that I had this, you know, this was my list of demands. No, she said wish list. All right? So if you're going to parse language and sit up there and say immunized, then actually give people the credit instead of just trying to paraphrase what they said. Because you hate it when it happens to you, man. But then you're just going to go out there and do it to other people. That's the part I don't like about it.
We'll get to more of your calls. 844-770-3776. After we hear from Tausch talking about Day of the Badger. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Day of the Badger is back. March 28th and March 29th for 1,848 minutes, which I found out that is more than a day. But Day of the Badger is back. Go to dayofthebadger.org or hashtag Day of the Badger and give to your passion. Jason and I, proud alumni of the University of Wisconsin. He's obviously a big fan of the Tom Mulhern Scholarship. I am a big fan of the Walk-On Scholarship, American Family Children's Hospital. Whatever passion you have, go ahead. There's over 100 areas of campus that your gift will be given to on Day of the Badger. And the special part of Day of the Badger, right now your gift is doubled. You put in 100, there is a match that makes it $200. Again, go to dayofthebadger.org on March 28th and the 29th. Dayofthebadger.org.
On air, online, and on demand. Get all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin content anywhere you get your podcasts for free. The new Wisconsin On Demand. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. Show me your Guinness. We want to see you enjoying Guinness Pints this month at your favorite Milwaukee area establishments. Take a picture with your Guinness, scan the QR code, and enter to win amazing prizes all month when you show me your Guinness.
Advent founder Dr. Madan Kandula on Advent's one-stop shop office-based procedures approach to solving breathing triangle problems.
A lot of folks are like, I don't want to go to surgery. You know, isn't there something else we can do? And at Advent, there is something else we can do. We have a whole host of office-based options where you don't have to go to surgery. We could do it under local anesthesia. Get these things taken care of. How does that sound? And don't be surprised when you hear that a lot of people go for those options. When given the choice between surgery and office procedures, almost everybody that we talk to and give them the choice, they choose the office. That's not surprising. That's just understanding your patients and offering them the options that they would choose. So I think at Advent, when you put all that together, we are a one-stop shop for these issues.
Schedule your appointment at AdventKnows.com today because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
Even when you think you know what's going on.
I want him to fail so bad.
All right, Chewy, I'm with you, and here's why.
You can never be too sure.
Because if Robert Saleh fails, he's going to get fired. Packers are going to need a new defensive coordinator.
There you go.
After their defense stinks this year, they bring Robert Saleh to run the defensive green.
So we are all rooting against the Jets.
Packers, nonsense, chaos. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, morning 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN and available wherever you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
That's right, we're back on the air. Here at Great Lakes Dragaway, we're working hard to prepare for the 2023 race season with new and exciting events being finalized soon to add to our yearly races like Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Nitrous Streetcar Brawl, Import Wars, and Bugfest. You can now take advantage of our early season pass sale. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for pricing and info. Don't forget to book your corporate or private event now as dates are filling up fast. Great Lakes Dragaway, just a burnout west of I-94 on County KR. Be there.
Thank you.
Over the past year, we've been hard at work improving our sales processes, expanding and remodeling our facilities, investing in new technology, and continuing our commitment to serve our customers, employees, and community. That's why at Boucher, when our customers leave the dealership, we hope we've made a customer for life. Whether you're in need of a new vehicle, are stopping in for routine maintenance, or are in need of collision work, we will be here to help. With 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin and 30 brands, we've got thousands of new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Our dedicated employees have been named a 2022 Top Workplace for the past 11 years, and we always have been and will continue to be family-owned and operated. Proud to be your Wisconsin family dealership group since 1977. Visit us today at Boucher.com.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Spending more time at home? Don't forget that 94.5 ESPN's on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to open 94.5 ESPN. 94.5 ESPN on Alexa is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
We'll get some more of your calls, but I do want to read this tweet from Eldred. Not Cal.
Darn it.
Woods?
No, it's Eldrick. No, this is Eldred. I remember the 70s and 80s. Drafting Don Horn to replace Bart Starr. Drafting Rich Campbell. Great story about Rich Campbell, by the way. The story of Bob Harlan sitting in the back with the West Coast scout as they draft him. And the West Coast scout saying, that's a mistake. And Bob saying, why? And the West Coast scout says, guy can't throw. And Bob says, well, should you tell someone? And the scout says, they're not going to listen anyway.
Just Harry Doyled the situation.
God, what a great story. And it turned out Rich Campbell couldn't throw. Continue with Eldred's tweet, though. Getting a good quarterback is a crapshoot. But it's time to move on. I'm nervous and hopeful that Jordan Love is better than average. Maybe reaching the level of a Ryan Tannehill.
Oh,
and that
Lord.
Last sentence.
Oh, dear Lord. No.
Tells
no.
you everything no. you need to know about how uncertain this is.
If you're hoping somebody's Ryan Tannehill, that's bad news.
Just
that's
go get Ryan
so
Tannehill.
Bad. Yeah.
He is available.
Could also do that. Could also just go get Ryan Tannehill.
844-770-3776. The poll is in the field. We'll check in with that coming up. Let's go back to the phones, though. Let's go to John in Lombard, Illinois. John, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I am still in Lombard. I should have been in Yorktown walking with all the blue hairs, but this was that small walking with a bunch of elderly ladies. So I'm elderly myself, so I did.
John, however you want to spend your free time, as long as you're listening to us while you're mall walking with the blue hairs, we appreciate you.
Hey, here's the couple comments, if I can make a couple, because you guys keep talking and adding more thoughts of this brain of mine. But anyway,
I apologize. That's my ball. My bad.
It is Gabe's fault, yes.
Oh, no, that's good. Thank you. Thank you. But I am neither celebrating nor terrified, but more resigned to the fact that this day had to come. And the thing that terrifies me most, though, is Goody, because he's such a wild card. We wouldn't be talking about a lot of this stuff if he didn't make the pick he did three years ago. Yeah. And I hear talk about that he was looking at Jefferson or Ayuk, and that's who he had targeted. well, you should have done something on a contingent basis that they'd be there. Or if you weren't allowed that, then at least have a backup like Patrick Queen. But are you guys still there?
Yep, yeah, we're still here. I try not to interrupt because then there's a delay, and then you think I'm talking to you. Keep going, John.
Oh, no, and here's the one thing. Yes, obviously now Jordan Love's got to be given his two full years, but I am just staunch on the help has to come this year. So if the Jets are so tied to their number one pick, maybe we get our number one through another thing, and that's aggregating other picks from the Jets, the second, the third, the fourth, and possibly Elijah Moore. That would get you enough draft capital to get you at the bottom end of the first round. And then because you could take that a second pick and your own third, because Goody doesn't ever do anything with that anyway, and trade it back into the first round. But this has to be done before the draft, obviously. And one thing, we talk about leverage or whatever. I think the one thing that if the Packers, it's going to be between nobody should ever admit this, but they said, I would say, the Jets, if this trade doesn't come off, it's going to be because of you guys, and we will eventually trade Rodgers for obvious reasons, but it will be to any team other than the New York Jets. And sometimes you got to have some, it really be tough, but Goody, I don't know if he's got the wherewithal to just not act impulsively.
Yeah, I don't know either, and I will say this, Gabe, and thanks for the call, John, we appreciate you. Someday, I just want the absolute, honest-to-God, 100% truth about the 2020 draft. And I don't know if we'll ever get it. But there were reports that they liked Brandon Ayuk, and then the 49ers took him right before. Mm-hmm. After they had traded up to 26, and the 49ers traded then in front of them to take Ayuk. There were reports that they really liked Justin Jefferson, and he went 22nd.
Yeah.
But if Goody says, well, those guys are gone, but I'll just settle for T. Higgins, I wonder what the world looks like. Now, if he traded up with Jordan Love as his target and all that other stuff is a bunch of hooey, I would like to know that, because they did have a pre-draft visit with Jordan Love. We all knew they liked Jordan Love. I personally thought maybe he would fall out of the first round, and then they would do what they did to get Christian Watson last year, which is move up in the second round. You don't have the fifth-year option. You don't have the pressure of a first-round pick and the messaging it has. But I don't know what the truth is there. But I know that Goody was sick of Rodgers at the time. So I have a hard time believing that they just took Jordan Love after trading up just because he was the best player available. Because when you trade up, it makes it hard to argue that you're picking the best player available. Because if you just stay at 30 and pick the best player available, then you're picking the best player available.
Mm-hmm. The timeline, I am really fascinated, and I hope we find it out, much like we found out the entire timeline with Brett. But the problem with this, as you mentioned, Jason, the timeline for Aaron Rodgers goes back to 2020. So it's almost 3 years worth of a timeline of figuring out every step along the way that was made that eventually led us to him going to the Jets. And, oh, by the way, he's only going to the Jets. No other team is going to try to step in and trade for him at this point. There would be a lot of work that would have to do. You'd have to convince Aaron Rodgers that that you want him to play for you. And all those teams that might want him have already decided what they're doing at the quarterback position. This is the only option that's left, unless things go nuclear in Baltimore and the Ravens decide to enter the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. I don't see another team that'd be willing to step up and take him at this point.
We'll get to more of your calls. I know we've got a couple from Minneapolis. We'll get to those next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Make your statement with Fast Signs of Glendale. You have an idea, and Fast Signs of Glendale can make it happen. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee works with Fast Signs of Glendale on their vehicle lettering, studio and event signage, and much more. Your company should consider Fast Signs of Glendale with your next custom sign project. Big or small, they can do them all. See their work at fastsigns.com. That's fastsigns.com. Fast Signs of Glendale, proud marketing partner of 94.5 ESPN.
Your first date? Going well. The carnival? Cash only. But you've got this. Just like Associated Bank's got you, with access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs. So when you decide to win that giant stuffed purple raccoon at $5 a throw, we're looking out for you. No matter how many throws it takes. You've got this. With 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs from Associated Bank. See associatedbank.com/checking or ask a banker for details. Member FDIC.
Q Club of Wisconsin is the hangout spot for watching sports, playing games, and having some drinks. Mike, what do you have going on over there?
Gary, you wouldn't believe it. We've got dartboards, foosball tables, shuffleboard tables, and 10, yes, 10 pool tables. Q Club of Wisconsin has a pocket for everyone, but don't let the games be the only reason to swing by. Q Club's Fish Fry on Wednesdays and Fridays are sure to keep you coming back, as well as live music on Saturday nights.
All happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Check out Q Club Wisconsin.com.
Kevin Redd here from Mentality Men's Health. We hear stories every day in our clinics that what used to work for guys doesn't anymore. Increased cardio, cut out certain food, nothing stops the changes in their bodies, especially the weight. The fact is, years of decreasing testosterone has packed on the belly fat that won't go away. We've introduced a medication, semaglutide, that helps drop 15% of the body weight on average while preserving testosterone. Join the over 20,000 Mentality clients and jumpstart your results. In Milwaukee, go to lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
It's Gary Allison here from Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Looking for that midday escape from the office? Or maybe you want to impress a potential client? Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center offers a top-tech, cutting-edge golf experience that gives you the chance to play courses like St. Andrews, Whistling Straits, and more. Even when it's not perfect golf weather outdoors, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center's simulators, entertainment, and their best Bloody Marys make it feel like summer. At just $35 an hour for a bay, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center is the perfect weekday getaway. Book your bay today at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com.
Unparalleled service from beginning to end. That's the Pella promise. And it all starts with a free consultation right in the comfort of your own home. Hi, it's Gina Della from Pella. The free consultation includes a virtual tour of your actual house on a tablet. Watch how Pella can help change the beauty and curb appeal of your home by virtually comparing different options and configurations. You'll see what they'd look like if they were installed in your home. Visit our showrooms in Brookfield, Madison, or Green Bay, or online at PellaWI.com.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
All right, we got a couple of calls from Minneapolis, which I'm not real happy about. I'm down on Minneapolis at the moment.
Why are you down on Minneapolis? Because you're unsure if these are Packer fans calling from behind enemy lines?
No,
or...
it's got nothing to do with Jeff or Chris. It's not. So the girls have spring break next week. And we were going to go up to the Twin Cities for a few days.
Okay.
So I booked a hotel. The Great Wolf Lodge. They have one in Minneapolis by the Mall of America.
I mean, we got one here, too, right?
They don't allow... Well, I know we have a Tundra Lodge in Green Bay. I know somebody who got married there, but I didn't go to the reception.
And not far from your house, right?
Yeah, not for 15 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
So they don't allow dogs at the Great Wolf Lodge, which is fine. Not all hotels take dogs, but we're traveling with the dogs. So I was going to get the girls passes for the water park. We're going to stay right nearby. Very easy. $80 for a day pass. Oof. Fine. Again, all right. They got to make money, okay?
Yep.
So two girls times $80, you do the math, $160. Fine. I'm not a wealthy man, but I'm willing to do that for them. Another $80 for me or Paula to go and sit in street clothes in a chair and supervise them. Now that's where I have to draw the line. Now we're not going to a water park. Again, I understand you need to make money, but yep. I promise you I will not get in the water. I will not have a bucket of water dumped on me. I just want to make sure my kids are safe.
Just get in the water. Just go get your $80 worth.
I don't want to swim.
You're going to a water park. If you're signing up for the water park, you go in the water.
He wants his kids to go to the water park.
Correct. You know. Thank you. I don't want to wear my official Wildy and Tau swim shirt and get in the water.
There's lifeguards. Just drop them off. You and Paula go to lunch. You'll be fine.
No, but we should. They'll be available on the Wildy and Tau store sometime soon. All right, let's get to the calls.
Let the kids go to the water park, and you go to lunch.
Not sending a 13 and a 12-year-old alone
plenty
to a water
old
park
enough.
All day.
Plenty old enough.
No. No, sorry.
There's lifeguards.
Jesse, tell you what. We'll bring you... You could pay. You could pay your $80, and you could go swimming and supervise.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. I love a good water park.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get to the calls in Minneapolis. Let's start with Jeff in Minneapolis. Jeff, good morning. If you work for Great Wolf Lodge, I'm sorry. How you doing?
But not really.
I do not work for Great Wolf Lodge, so you're in, and it would aggravate me too. So
Thank you.
I don't know what else. Yeah. So. Couple things. I think the thing that makes me nervous more than anything else is the leadership in the organization. I talked to you about this last week, not really Jordan Love. You know, you're right, a good quarterback play can cover up a lot of liabilities. But having said all that, there's nothing wrong with the fact that they drafted Love. You want to draft a quarterback when you don't need one. I mean, that's what you do. And so... And it's not like I'm thrilled to move on from Rodgers, but it's time. It's based on his recent leadership issues. I don't watch McAfee. It has to do with his leadership issues and his performance in the postseason. I know you got to be careful, but it is what it is. So Andrew Brandt actually brought up something that was really interesting. And he said this when he signed this 3-year contract. And fans actually shouldn't blame Rodgers for the contract. I mean, the Packers are the ones that created the contract, so don't blame Rodgers. But Brandt said this was a 1-year. He goes, "Oh, it's a 3-year deal." He goes, "No." And he said this when they came out. He goes, "This is a 1-year contract, and it's tradable, very tradable." And the whole thing is like you said, Jason. It's just like it's just got to be exercised before the beginning of the year. It's a contract that's set up to move the player to another team. So the final thing is, if you look at Rodgers' stats for his first 3 years and Jordan Love's stats for his first 3 years, they're pretty darn close. And the thing you got to remember, if you watch that Philly game, I know it was only a handful of snaps, but the thing is, I got the feeling when I watched Rodgers against the Cowboys, I got a very similar feeling when I watched Love, and that was the game was not too big for them. And that's the feeling I got when I watched Rodgers. He looked comfortable, and I got the same feeling when I watched Jordan Love. And you got to remember, they were within 37-30 with 10 minutes left in that game. And then the defense let them go on an 8-minute drive, and they kicked a field goal. So am I thrilled? No. Do I think the timing's right to move on? Absolutely. And, yes, I am concerned about Goody.
Yeah, and Jeff made that point last week. And now Gabe has made that point today that it's a question of who's good at their job. Yep. And we have no evidence on any of them. And frankly, the only thing I would push back on with what was a very good call from Jeff is that if you really wanted to draft a quarterback when you didn't need one yet, then why the hell did you sign Rodgers to the previous extension? Because that had not even kicked in yet when you drafted Love.
Correct.
So that was the problem that I had with the timing with that one. And then obviously this last contract, in one of Tausch's favorite words, is an albatross. All right, let's get one more call in. Let's talk to Chris in Minneapolis, the home of Great Wolf Lodge. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm good. What do you got for us?
I guess I'd like to echo some previous callers, what they've said. I mean, it's not that, I would have, honestly, I was on board with trading Rodgers last year when the contract was in a better state. I mean, the thing is we either had to move on from Love or move on from Rodgers, and you got egg on your face either way. Mm-hmm. And you're never going to know if Love can play. We didn't even know if Rodgers could play until he played. You know, in fact, Rodgers went 6-10 his first year after. So, am I excited to see Rodgers go? No. I mean, I wanted Devontae to retire with us. I want Aaron Jones. I want everybody to retire with us. But the reality is that's just never going to happen. Yep. And do I think Love is the next Hall of Fame quarterback? No, I don't. But, you know, I guess the thing is we have to do what we think is best for the team and the organization going forward. And Rodgers will not be able to play until he's 50 years old. And while I was not a fan, I didn't mind the Love pick. I did not like trading up for him, but I'm like, you know, if that's the best player available, then that's the best player available. But I mean, when we drafted Love, I mean, this was an inevitability one way or the other. And you have two issues. You trade Rodgers somewhere else. If Love fails, then, I mean, you know what? If we had traded him last year, then at least we would have had draft capital to make another move. Or if you let Love go and he is, say, a top 15 quarterback, then you look really awful. And the thing is there's no certainty in this game, and you have to make the best decision possible. I do have some faith in Goody. He's not Ted, but I mean, he did trade Kadar Holman, who we were going to cut for an actual draft pick. It was a seventh pick, but it was that was pretty impressive. It's a part of being a fan, and we have to appreciate our team for what we got.
No doubt, Chris. I agree with a lot of what you said there. I will say, first of all, great that he, and thanks for the call, great that he traded Kadar Holman to get a seventh, because that made up for the sixth he had to give up against his wishes to get Randall Cobb to placate his quarterback. But again, you're right. We don't know how things are going to play out for any of these guys. I get it. But at the same time, I have been saying long before now that I think Goody's balance sheet is a little out of whack. It's not, he's not appreciably better than Ted. He's not better with the media, in my opinion, that much more. And I don't think his draft record, and this idea that he's this, you know, free spending, free agent spender guy, is based on one free agent class in 19. And I understand their cap situation makes it hard to spend, but they just had a bunch of guys walk out, and they just spent money on special team safety and a long snapper. That is your free agent haul thus far for the Green Bay Packers.
But Jason, whose fault is it that they're in salary cap situations?
The general manager, not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, so he can't spend money, but that's to his own doing. He has a budget to spend. He spends it elsewhere instead of free agents. He re-signs his own guys and maybe gives out a little too much money like he did for Dean Lowry, who's now no longer part of the team.
He is now a Viking. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with part two of what Kyle Brandt said. We'll get to some of your texts as well, because I know Jesse's got a lot of them. Stick around. It starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere.